Do you ever feel like this guy? Leave me alone. I'm overwhelmed. If you turn over the next page, the big number is 3. 3 is a great number. First of all, it's easy to remember, and it's easy to focus on. So the question to follow on with here is, what are the 3 most important priorities that you need to focus on every week that give you the greatest productivity and measurable results? When you focus on these 3 things, you get the best results. And hopefully, they're tied in with what you're really good at. That's a big bonus. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is record those 3 things. What are your top priorities? When you focus on those 3, let me give you an example. Currently for me, and this evolves as Don mentioned earlier, currently for me, my 3 most important activities every week, one would be speaking and coaching. Today's been a good day. Big session with the City of Calgary. Tonight, rain. Tomorrow night, rain in Edmonton. Thursday night, rain in Vancouver. So this is a great week for me, speaking and coaching, right? Second most important priority for me is creating products, writing books, recording CDs, okay? The third one would be building positive strategic alliances. Those are my big 3 at the moment. So I need to be spending a lot of time on those 3 things. So write your 3. And again, let's not be vague about this. Be as specific as you possibly can. So if somebody was leaning over your shoulder, they'd say, oh, yeah, understand that. Really clear. By the way, if you're struggling with this, to write those 3 things down, don't you think that's a signal for something? Like lack of clarity, lack of awareness, lack of focus. First step to progress is awareness. Okay, everybody got that? 3 things? Okay, here's one of the key questions of the night regarding focus. And it's on the line beneath that, I think. Yeah. So be brutally honest about this. Here's the question. What percentage of your week do you honestly spend on those 3 activities called your top priorities? What percentage of your week? My experience with this is whatever number pops into your head in the next moment is probably a lot more accurate than you think. So go with it. So write down whatever that number is, that percentage. What percentage of your time do you spend on the 3 top priorities? And for those of you who have done this before, are you improving compared to the last time you did it? So very quickly, once again, share that with a couple of people around your table, what your number was, really quickly. This is called your current level of focus. Okay, let's do a little review here. Quick poll. Quick poll. Hands up if your number was 75% or greater. Hands up. Keep them up. Okay, let's just really slash into this. How many of you had a number below 50%, hands up. Keep them up. That's a good 80 to 90% of the room. If it's any to you, no different from any of the other groups I've worked with. Doesn't matter what industry, what level people are at, whether they own the company or a manager, administration, sales, it's pretty much the same across the board, which verifies we are in the age of interruption because we get distracted so much. And believe me, I'm right in there. I fight this every single day. We have a thing that we've developed called the 7-day focus, which helps people to get to 80% consistently focusing on their top priorities, the top three. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not a quick fix seminar. It's a process. Okay? But when you hit 70, 75, 80% consistently, you won't believe the productivity and the results you're capable of. Even better, it allows you to take a lot more time off. Instead of those 14, 15, 16-hour days that some people are kicking in, week out, don't need to do that anymore. Just learn to focus better. Took me years to figure this out. You know?
And you know what's fun? What goes through your head is you kind of go, well, who's going to do all this other stuff? Who's going to do all this other stuff?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Right? And he'll get to that. Thought it was a good segue.
Very good, Don. Okay, underneath that, that's called your current level of focus, by the way. Whatever your number. By the way, some of the top leaders in organizations, you wouldn't believe the scores they get. We had a guy recently in Winnipeg, ran the whole company. 5% was his level of focus. He's a CEO, 5%. And his management team, 22 other people, there were only three people who got over 50%. They're running the whole organization. Imagine the waste of productivity that is, never mind stress and energy and all that stuff, taking work home. Unbelievable. So, underneath that, it says, my greatest distractions, the three things that distract you the most in a typical week. I'll throw some things out. You write your own down. Email. Interruptions of every shape and form by other people. People interruptions. Yourself. Where you start dreaming or go completely off focus, and some of the biggest waste of time is just that. I have a little strategy called the 10-minute burst. You want to become better focused? You start with 10 minutes. Got a project you're working on? Start on the project, only 10 minutes. But you're 100% laser focused for 10 minutes. Set a timer for 10 minutes and pour all your concentration into that. No distractions, no wandering thoughts. No people coming in, no phones ringing. 10 minutes, you're locked on whatever that happens to be. Test it. If you're the sort of person that can't get started, this is the best way to start. Just 10 minutes. Become an expert at the 10-minute burst. What happens after that? Typically, when you get rolling in 10 minutes, guess what happens? You don't stop. You get momentum. You say, I'm doing really good at this. I don't think I'll keep going. When I'm writing a book, you know, sometimes it takes me forever just to get into the mindset of writing and getting really focused on that. And I do it for 30 minutes, and then it starts to roll, you know, and 2 hours go by and 3 hours go by. Whoa, this is really good. And some days I can't write a word. 10 minutes. And then it builds to 20 minutes. Suddenly you're doing 30 minutes without interruption, and you can't believe the results that you're getting. Simple little steps. Email. Very simple answer to this emailitis stuff. Do you ever see people go, oh, bing, I got an email. I think I'll stop this really important project I'm in. I wonder who that could be. 50 times a day. Like, get a grip, you know. Easy solution to email. Doesn't apply to everybody. Depends what business you're in. Handle it twice a day. I have a thing now called the twice a day strategy. Twice a day, handle email. Twice a day, return phone calls. Twice a day, say no to somebody. Called the twice a day strategy. That will improve your focus.